challenging parts about playing center in such a demanding position on the line?
I think the main thing is just getting everybody orchestrated and knowing the whole scheme of the play in terms of an offensive line. So that's probably the biggest challenge.
What's it, what about left tackle? They talk about that being the prime. Is that the toughest spot there?
It definitely depends on whatever type of player you are. I think every position has its own challenges. Yeah. Definitely you're going to see probably the best athletes on the field if you're playing left tackle. The guys you're going against are probably the best athletes, so it's tough to deal with.
And how does that differ from, say, is the difference between, left guard and right guard? Is there a real difference?
Yeah, you're definitely working with different techniques, and I'd say one of the bigger differences as well is what kind of player you're playing against. You know, you're getting stronger guys inside versus faster players on the edge.
Joe, what does this week mean to you as far as just extended playing time, opportunity, kind of fine-tuning what you need to work on?
I think I just take it the same as I have every other day. Focus on practice today and getting better and whatever I do, and doing whatever I can to help the group. So the game this week will be the same. Whatever reps I get, it'll be a great opportunity to improve my technique and improve this group as a whole.
Hey, Joe, they always say availability is the best ability, but what about reliability or versatility? Where does that rank?
I definitely think it helps, especially as a player knowing multiple spots. Then you understand, where you're getting your help and what some weaknesses are and everything like that.
You look forward to the day one day when you're just going to be a left guard or a right guard, or you can throw all the other playbooks away.
Yeah, it'll be nice, but right now whatever they ask of me, that's what I'm going to do. So, doesn't bother me at all.
That's got to only help. Your resume, right?
Especially
your chances to.
Yeah, I think definitely it helps having versatility, and I think as a player as a whole, it's really helped me understanding the whole scheme of things, just working different spots on the offensive line.
Joey, also, you've got a core of guys now have been together a little bit, the second year free, but they've really, with Travis and so on. How helpful is that you're starting to build guys who've sort of been together a little bit?
Yeah, all the older guys are great at helping, and it's nice being here for a year and having a greater understanding overall, just me as well, and it's Swanee's awesome. Swanee's awesome to ask advice for center or any other position on the offensive line.
What about TJ, too? He comes in a little bit of a profile, local guy here. What was that like?
Yeah, it's been awesome having TJ around as well. And he's great with helping with anything that he sees and things that he's experienced in his past. So it's been really helpful.
Yeah. How would you assess kind of your progression between last year and this?
I definitely think I've made strides. I definitely understand the scheme better, and I've added versatility, working at different spots, and I definitely have things to improve as well, though, and that's just what I'm going to continue to focus on, technique every day, and just doing whatever I can to help the group.
When you're struggling between the ones and the twos and maybe even the threes, left tackle, center, a guard, all that, do you forget who you're playing next to? You're like, just call them by number sometimes?
I think that's probably the best thing about this group is we're really close, and you can depend on the player next to you regardless of who it is, so it's a pretty seamless transition.
So you've never called anybody by the wrong name?
No, definitely not.
You ever wind up at the wrong spot accidentally?
No, I've avoided that, so that's been nice.
a lot of people call, somebody who's able to do a lot of things, a bit of a chameleon. Yeah. How would you describe it?
I think a jack of all trades is usually what I'd go for, but it's just nice to have versatility, and I think for me, again, it's really helped me improve in all the spots, just understanding what everybody's going through at different positions.
You got some playing time in the rotation. I think it was Dallas, was that at the Monday night game where you finally got that block on one of the touchdown runs? You kind of almost drove the guy right into El Paso.
Yeah.
How did that not El Paso, maybe Arlington. What was that like, though, to play some plays and then get some blocks?
That was definitely a moment that I'll never forget. It was awesome getting my first regular season game action that week, and I definitely had some plays that I needed to improve that week. I'll never forget that, and I had some good ones, so it was definitely a good building block.
Thanks.